Now, it's been billed as the biggest and most ambitious St. Patrick's Festival ever. This year's celebrations in Dublin will kick off tomorrow. We can catch up now with Aileen Galvin, who's the festival's Director of Strategy and Public Engagement. 3 years, Aileen, since we've had a St. Patrick's Festival in Dublin, indeed in anywhere in the country. So what can people expect in the capital over the next number of days?
Absolutely thrilled to be back on the streets, bringing a bit of light and joy to the people after a challenging time. We have obviously the parade is on Thursday, 12 to 2 p.m. We're telling people to get out early, join anywhere on the route. The weather's looking good, fingers crossed. But we're still in Ireland. We've had snow and a splitting sunshine on Paddy's Day. So warm clothes, lots of layers and comfy shoes. No ladders or step ladders, they'll be taken off you, and plenty of snacks to keep you going. So we've a massive parade planned. Brian, we've 10 pageants this year. It's usually just 5. So we've doubled the pageant sizes and we've 13 marching bands. So there's bands from Ireland, from Scotland, from Germany, and loads of bands coming in from the US. We have some fabulous creative pageants, and one of the key ones this year, which is brand new, we've never done it before, is a gorgeous Waterways Ireland sponsored one that's going to be on the Liffey. We're building it right now. There's 11,000 live plants going into it. So that'll be really spectacular.
And the theme, Aileen, is connections.
Yeah, so we decided that after all that we've all been through together, that the one big thing we all realised during the pandemic was connections and how they are, they're so important to all of us. So we've themed the celebrations on connections. So loads of the different pageant companies would have responded to those ideas. Really exciting.
It'll be great to see it all. Great to have a St. Patrick's Day that we all remember, because it's not that long ago, I suppose, 3 years, we can cast our minds back to that, and we'll look forward to the next number of days. Aileen, thanks very much indeed for that.